to make a statement now or submit a written statement later as to your feelings on what the options for AMU would be if tuition equalization, for example, isn't enough to make the institution a viable one. This is along the lines of the discussion before the House Finance Committee in Juneau the other day. And we just throw out for you to think about the possibility of preparing such a statement.
Would you be willing, Reverend Wishmeyer, to do that? Because as a practical, realistic matter, the very thing that he talked about will be raised in the legislature. And it will be to your benefit and the benefit of getting this program through the legislature that a position paper be given by AMU on that contingency, what you would recommend or what your options would be or what your course of action would be in the event the most unfortunate thing occurs, which none of us hope occurs. It could be moot. But we would like to have a position paper from AMU so that we could use it in legislative debate when this will be a controversial matter, tuition equalization, as you know. Would you be willing to do that, Reverend Wishmeyer, say, within the next 10 days?
We're willing to work at it.
Well, would you give us a... Pardon?
We haven't addressed ourselves specifically to that. Happened to plan to stay alive.
No.
But we'll work at it.
You're giving your viewpoint. We'd appreciate receiving it 10 days because we've got to act on this. The legislature, I don't know what day we're in, but what is it, 50th day? Yes, Speaker Guest.
Reverend, I was specifically working with your advisor, Mr. Rose, specifically request that on behalf of the House, that such a contingency be considered and committed to paper, because I think, again, as a question in asking the one earlier to the Board of Trustees, it's a question that is going to be asked not only by the Finance Committee, but by other committees and the leadership of the House, and I think we're going to have an answer. Our Chairman,
Dr. Rose, in doubt that we can furnish you with that. We do have a problem in that we really do not know whether which one of the bills that you're talking about. If you're talking about the $1,215, that's one problem for us. If you're talking about $1,400, that's another problem.
I suggest that you make assumptions in your position paper. I mean, on that particular point,
right.
Okay?
Fine.
And we'll expect that by the 21st of March, okay?
Yes.
I think the university should also have some suggestions for alternatives.
That's a good idea.
I might mention, Mr. Chairman, one other problem in this type of a vehicle. Then you put some pressure on tuition rates. You put pressure on AMU to raise theirs, and you put pressure on the University of Alaska to raise ours when we're talking about equalization. Now, we're getting away then from a group of people that shouldn't have tuition raised. And really, those are the people that we need to address ourselves to real strongly. And so I think that a search should be made for some other vehicle to help AMU other than tuition equalization.
Would you help us find another solution?
Could I make a suggestion to carry out with Mr. Dr. Wood made an excellent suggestion a little while ago. Bill, you made a suggestion. I would like to have the university, now we're talking about roughly $400,000 we anticipate from tuition equalization, is my understanding. I would like a position paper from the university on their suggested alternates.
And Dr. Wood made a good one a little while ago. Dr. Wood has just got the directive.
Do you give them, Mr. President? You tell them to do that by the 21st of March? Okay, that'll be fine. And that makes it fair.
Would you not send me any more 12-page papers based with the questions to answer to the Finance Committee?
Well, the Finance Committee did that. Okay, now, there's nothing further on this. We have a couple other items we want to talk about, and I really, again, want to thank particularly the Regents and Trustees and everybody else who took an interest in this. Because it's a historic day. We're still with you. Thank you.
All in all, let's see, we've had 64.
four witnesses testify, and large numbers turn out to observe it. Naturally, the hottest thing has been tuition equalization and land purchase. And there have been some suggested changes in specific language, as I've discussed.
You mean in our package?
Yeah.
Okay.
Some of the areas, I think, that troubled all of us, and that we'll have to go into, and would want to have the subcommittee in on the discussions as well as Stu, and I understand Stu can't get back to June on Thursday.
He's on military training.
And then with some of these other things hanging fire, such as what would the alternatives be if this doesn't happen, I just wonder if my committee would want to take a stand on a bill enough to vote it out of committee until we too have advantage of the alternatives. I don't know what the committee would want to do. I hope it would not hold up any of the considerations and deliberations by Finance Committee over the Senate committees, because we've all been in on the same discussions at the same time.
Well, you know, AMU has a real time pressure in getting this particular bill out in order to try to make a payroll. I think that's the only real time pressure in all this.
Well, I think there's also a legislative time pressure.
Well, I
know
there is
this,
that.
You know, other things are hinging on this.
I would suggest this, Jeannie, since the Senate's got it considered, we sent the bills over to the package. My reaction would be,
well,
Senator
Thomas
is here.
Well, the companion bill on the purchase is in the Senate.
Yeah, that was requested by Speaker Guest to go in the Senate.
Now, are we considering those two as companion measures
you
in light of this?
You certainly can make recommendations.
Well, no, I mean, you know, at one point it was said that the two of them had to pass or nothing would work. Is that still
They withdrew that this morning.
Yeah, that's out of the picture. May I suggest, Jean, that you act on it as soon as possible, and Lowell Thomas was here, he'll get the entire package in the Senate, and if any of these recommendations are due on the 21st of March, Barry, he can consult with you because he said it worked jointly with the NGOs.
Well, we don't have a quorum here in Anchorage now anyway, so we couldn't do anything until Monday or Tuesday.
Well, I'd recommend you act on the first part next week because of practical difficulties and deadlines, and then
a chance to discuss it with Jeannie and with the Chairman of the Finance Committee and with the Senate leadership and see what we can work out so it'll flow as fast as possible. Is that right?
That's fine. Okay, Lee, anybody want to say anything before we break up? Thank you very much, everybody.
Here we go.